Scientists and governments across the globe are sounding the alarm about man-made climate change. Still, skeptics remain at the highest levels of government here in the United States. But climate change isn't the first global environmental movement. For that, you have to go back 35 years to the moment the planet suddenly became aware of the rainforest.
At the beginning of the 80s, there was not a whole lot of attention to deforestation in the Amazon. When it began to kind of attract more attention was precisely when remote sensing scientists began using satellite images to show what was going on from space.
We can locate above 7,000 fires every day.
That's Stephen Schwartzman. He's Senior Director of Tropical Forest Policy for the Environmental Defense Fund, speaking in the latest documentary by the team at Retro Report. Now, this week, Retro Report looks back at the origins of the modern Save the Rainforest movement and its impact on environmental activism today. Retro Report producer Jeffrey O'Connor says the origins of the rainforest movement can actually be traced to the murder of a previously unknown Brazilian union activist named Francisco Chico Mendes.
So Chico Mendes was a Brazilian rubber tapper. In other words, he and many others living in the state of Acre in the Amazon were extracting latex from trees. He was one of the founders of a union of rubber tappers. He advocated for the preservation of the rainforest, for what are called extractive reserves. And those efforts by Chico and his colleagues created a lot of tension within his area, particularly with cattle ranchers. And ultimately, because of his efforts to save the rainforest, he was assassinated by local cattle ranchers. And that triggered a kind of international media storm in which people really started to wake up to this idea that, you know, the rainforest was on the line.
So let's hear from Larry Cox, who's in your story. He's former executive director of the Rainforest Foundation.
What was at stake was not only the future of the people in the Amazon. Westerners were convinced that their future also was invested. That's what was fueling the kind of environmental movement at that time.
I think the environmental community really saw the kind of impact that Chico's death had, and they started reaching out for partnerships with the indigenous peoples of the rainforest. And that's where Sting came into the picture, and he started to collaborate with the Kayapo Indians and with one sort of extraordinary village leader by the name of Raoni. And they literally went on a world tour, world concert tour, raising money to demarcate, to establish boundaries around the lands of the Kayapo. Those are protective boundaries. Those are boundaries that are recognized by the Brazilian government, and they're essentially a line in the sand where loggers and gold miners can't cross and can't extract minerals or wood from the lands of the Kayapo.
What lessons are there in the story that you've told here about rainforest preservation and how popular it was in the late 80s to climate change today, do you think?
You know, I think the real lesson from that time period is about collaboration. And it's about collaboration with these communities in tropical forests around the world. You can't have a top-down strategy in terms of environmental preservation unless you're cooperating with these groups.
And what's the state of rainforest protection and that movement in Brazil and other countries today?
Well, I think, you know, speaking of communities, I mean, it's a very difficult time in Brazil right now. There's the Brazilian economy is in a recession. There's a lot of pressure now to develop the Amazon as a cure-all for the Brazilian economy. And what you're seeing is an increase in the numbers of individuals who are either involved in environmental preservation or land reform movements being assassinated. Since 2002, there have been over 500 of these people assassinated in the Brazilian Amazon. It's a frontier area. There aren't institutions of justice. So what you need to have in place is, you know, very inventive practices in order to protect the rainforest.
Jeffrey O'Connor is freelance producer for CNN, for BBC, and for Retro Report. You can see his film on RetroReport.com and on the New York Times website on the history of the environmental movement and protection of the Brazilian Amazon rainforest. Jeffrey O'Connor, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.